You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, if you missed the beginning of the show, which I don't blame you for, that was about 2 hours ago. Don't expect you to hear the whole thing. You get the podcast, though. I'll tell you that now instead of at the very end of the show. You get the podcast, hear everything that we've done in this show, including talking to Bill Donahue just a few minutes ago about the spiritual roots of our cultural rot. That's always fun, right? Yeah, you can get that. Also, talk to Old Roy and so many more things about Japan. If you missed the very first segment, like I just said, though, you missed what I kind of concluded from being over there in that culture. And just to conclude, if you didn't hear it, of course, I'm not going to do the whole thing again, but it's a combination of a very compliant society, which we are not, and there are good things and bad things about both of those things. But we're a very rebellious society. We question everything. We question authority. And some of that's good. Some of that is not always good when we rebel against good things, for instance, like we are in some ways. They are compliant, and that is good when the compliance is to good things. One of the best things about their society is that they teach a very solid hard work ethic. And since they have a combination of being compliant with a solid work ethic, it makes a lot of their country work well. So that's all at the beginning of the segment. But the reason that I bring it back up here is because I found out somebody emailed me and said, "Hey, I heard you were in Japan. Did you see this news story?" Well, I hadn't. It was about Jimmy Kimmel. So when I was looking at the news story, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. It looks like Jimmy Kimmel was off of his show for a week, roughly at the same time as I was in Japan. And then I find out from his return monologue that he was also in Japan. That was weird. I didn't see him. If I did, I didn't notice it. Because there's a lot of people in Japan. And so you don't always notice everybody because it's just a sea of people all the time. Well, he was also not just in Tokyo where I was, but he was in Kyoto, which we did not go to. I'd really like to visit Kyoto, but it takes about a day to get there from Tokyo just because it's not the easiest place to navigate to. But here is about a minute of his monologue on returning from Japan and comparing it to the United States. I want to see what you think about this.
But now, after traveling to Japan, I realize that this place, this USA we're always chanting about, is a filthy and disgusting country. We were in Japan for 7 days. Not only did I not encounter a single dirty bathroom, the bathrooms in Tokyo and Kyoto are cleaner than our operating rooms here. Everywhere you go, the bathrooms are clean, they don't smell bad, they have those toilets that wash you from the inside out. And not just in the hotel, restaurants, bars, truck stops. I went to 2 truck stops. I swear to God, the bathroom's cleaner than Jennifer Garner's teeth. The cleanest. Beautiful. And it's not just the bathroom, there's no litter. They clean up after themselves. They bring their garbage to their houses and It's like the whole country is Disneyland and we're living at Six Flags.
So a lot of what he's saying is true from my experience. It is very, very clean. And I noticed upon arrival at LAX, flying from Tokyo to LA, that the minute I walked onto U.S. soil, it was just dirtier. And so, you know, since it's Jimmy Kimmel, your initial reaction is, oh, of course this guy's just going to take every opportunity he can to trash the United States where he lives because that's what he does for a living. Well, having just been there, I got to say a lot of what he's saying about the cleanliness, the bathrooms, that stuff's true. And I told you at the beginning of the segment and at the beginning of the show why I think that is, of why I think some of the things that they do work better and run better. But the problem is, Jimmy, if you're listening, you realize that the what you're criticizing about America and the dirtiness, and he says some other things, I think I didn't use the whole thing, where he talks about homelessness here and some stuff. There's not a lot that I didn't include. Where is that happening? You know, you're criticizing, quote-unquote, America, but you're really criticizing parts of America. Because when I go into rural America, it's very beautiful, and smaller the town, a lot of times, I mean, unless you're talking about a real podunk town that is just like ghost town, nobody even lives there anymore. But if you talk about, you know, suburbia, smaller town America, typically you're talking about places that work a little better. They get along better. They move a little more smoothly. Things just work better there. They're not as dirty. I mean, part of that is just that it's more open space and there's less concrete. But when you criticize America, Jimmy, it sounds to me like what you're criticizing are the areas where you, who if you have identified as a Democrat, where your party controls everything. The parts of America you don't like are the parts where you have all the authority and control. Ah, but who's going to point that out? Certainly not me. Hey, this is Wiggins America. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, you should do that by typing in Wiggins America wherever you get podcasts. See you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.